Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Jazz at Lincoln Center's first of three A-side, B-side series featuring Chris Potter and this evening's Jim Hall. Please visit www.jalc.org for more information on the rest of this series. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, please welcome to the stage legendary jazz guitarist, composer, and arranger, Jim Hall.
So far, everything's okay, right? I think I'm going to keep this cane in even when I get better, because everybody's so polite, you know, people help me and push me around and everything. Anyway, good evening, and with any luck, I'm going to start out just by myself, and then I'll introduce the other fantastic friends and musicians that I'm involved with here. We'll see what happens. Thank you. Thank you. And I'd like to thank you introduce two of my accomplices this evening, Mr. Scott Colley of the bass. And Mr. Joey Bishop, Joey Barron. We don't have a dress code in this trio, but we have a hair code. So,
I'm on the edge, right. And all the things you are. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to do a blues. That's a 12-bar form, right? I'll try to give it up. It's called Big Blues.
Thank you.
Something I said.
What are you doing, Brian? Oh, yeah?
He said there's distortion.
Maybe I meant it that way. Well, that can't help the distortion. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Are you finished?
Do you work here?
Okay.
Now, nevertheless, I'd like to bring up one of my favorite people and another one of my favorite guitar players, Sir John Abercrombie. This is a, you just wrote this tune, right? Body and Soul?
Body and Soul.
Oh, yeah.
Body and Soul.
A Body and Soul, that's right. It's become a Jewish tune. We're going to play it with John Abercrombie. Thank you.
Thank you.
has worked out so well for me. I'm actually learning a lot from these guys, too. It's great. These kids today.
we're gonna do one of John's compositions. Where'd you get the title?
It's called Green Street.
For Sidney Green Street.
Oh, for Sidney Green Street, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, what's the tempo?
What was that?
The tempo.
The tempo?
Okay.
This is the tempo.
Okay.
But we might not play that tempo.
Okay. Thank you.
John Abercrombie. Well, for him, I'm getting guitar lessons as well as everything else today. Thanks, John. He'll be back. There's a music terminology. It's called free piece, F-R-E-E. It doesn't mean we don't get paid, I hope, but it's just kind of in the analytic world, free association. And we'll send you the bill later or something like that. Anyway, we're going to see what happens. Just listen to each other and see what happens. Okay.
Maybe nothing.
Thank you.
I'm going to introduce another of my favorite guitar players, Mr. Pete Bernstein. Peter Bernstein is coming up. Hey. It's a quick background thing. I was teaching at the New School years ago, and I had an ensemble. I didn't teach guitar, but Pete was in the ensemble. And I would say to him, I said, Pete, you don't have to play that great all the time. It's just a class, you know. Anyway, we're going to, he just finished a great stint with Sonny Rollins, which wasn't bad either. So what do we have? I Should Care, is it? Okay. Thank you. Peter Bernstein. Bad for a kid guitar player. These kids today. So we're going to do a standard tune, Scott and I and Joey. It's a funny Valentine, isn't it? Okay. Scott Colley. Thank you. That Kari. Thank you. We're going to conclude our part of your evening anyway. I'll encourage the other two guitarists to come back. We're going to play a tune. It either was written by Sonny Rollins or certainly made famous by Sonny. Sonny got an award at the Kennedy Center last year. It was so marvelous. Things have gotten a lot better in a lot of ways. Anyway, this is called St. Thomas, and we're going to finish our part of your evening with this.
Whether you like it or not. Thank you.
Bernstein, John Abercrombie, Louis Barron, and Scott Colley. Thank you for all of us. Thank you.
One thing I forgot to mention earlier, all the things you are is my wife Janie's favorite song, and I forgot to mention, but that's why I play it at least once a night. So thanks very much, and we'll see you sometime, I hope, in the future.